The microphone, I think it's working, yes. Let me just briefly recall the various mechanisms that we have established on the DDPA and on racism issues, starting, of course, with this intergovernmental working group with a mandate to make recommendations with a view to the effective implementation of the DDPA and to prepare complementary standards to strengthen and update international instruments against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance in all their aspects. We also have the working group of experts on people of African descent and a group of 5 independent eminent experts to follow the implementation of the provisions of the DPA. The same resolution clearly stated that the mandate of this independent eminent expert should be kept under constant review. I'm recalling this to somehow put the in perspective the whole panoply of the instruments that we have in this regard. Later on in 2007, the mandate to elaborate complementary standards was moved from the IGWG to the ad hoc committee. And in 2016, the General Assembly decided to request the ad hoc committee to start drafting an additional protocol to the ICERD on acts of a racist and xenophobic nature. In the past 12 months since the previous IGWG, there have been additional developments. In New York, we created the permanent forum, while in Geneva, the decision was taken to establish an international independent expert mechanism on promoting and protecting the human rights and fundamental freedoms of Africans and people of African descent against excessive use of force and other human rights violations by law enforcement officers. As mentioned before, the European Union sees a need to reflect on how to make sure that we make a difference, how to ensure that we are having an impact, especially in these times of limited resources based on the ICERD. We have a duty to show political leadership, prioritize dignity and equality, and apply a human rights-based approach to all our actions, both at the national and international level. The problem is that we have numerous mechanisms focusing on fighting racism, but that not all of them deliver. We should take this opportunity to revisit and assess the existing mechanisms and to define priority areas for action. The European Union is not convinced that the group of independent eminent experts has given any additional value to the fight against racism and to the implementation of the DDPA. Therefore, I have to reiterate our request to rescind this group. I also wish to reiterate that the EU has never been in favor of the creation of the ad hoc committee and sees no added value for the drafting of an additional protocol to the ICERD. The EU remains of the firm conviction that the ICERD is and should remain the basis of all efforts to prevent, combat, and eradicate racism. There is no agreement upon nor any evidence that the convention has gaps, nor that it fails to address contemporary forms of racism, including in relation to criminalizing acts of racist and xenophobic nature. The EU stands ready to discuss ways of revitalizing the work and streamlining these mechanisms in order to ensure our work is relevant. Impact on the ground is not achieved on the basis of the number of mechanisms we have. It is better served when there is ownership, when states participate in these meetings and take back home the conclusions and recommendations we craft as a base for defining policies. The EU calls upon those who have not yet ratified the ICERD to do so at their earliest convenience. The convention remains our compass in this collective journey to a more just, equitable, and inclusive society. It is as relevant as ever. I thank you, Madam Chair.